Lisa Pereira is here once again with a look at what it says in your morning papers.
There are pages and pages of coverage this morning of the meeting at the White House between Taoiseach Micheál Martin and US President Donald Trump. The headlines range from relief at White House love-in in the Irish Daily Star to Trump's pledge to take back a lot of what was stolen in the Irish Independent. The general tone of the coverage is summed up by the Irish Times editorial, which has headlined, "Martin survives chaotic encounter." The Irish Daily Mail notes that the visit got very little traction in US media yesterday, though Fox News did report the arrival of Micheál Martin to the White House. President Trump and Stormont Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly are pictured on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. Looking at the relationship from a Northern Irish point of view, the paper warns that tariffs between the US and EU could make US goods in the North more expensive. It reports that the Windsor framework means US imports into the North are treated the same as those entering the EU. If newspaper readers were wondering why Enoch Burke's family had travelled to Washington to coincide with the Taoiseach's visit, the Star provides some details. Mum Martina, Dad Sean and siblings Amy and Isaac protested yesterday outside the Renick Museum, just metres away from the White House. They held signs saying, "America needs to know the truth about Ireland," and "Micheál Martin denies Christian liberties." On day three of her coverage of charges for excess water usage, The Independent's Caroline O'Doherty reports that officials have halted their plans to finalise details of the household water conservation charge. After 2 days of political rows, she writes, the Department of Housing issued a statement yesterday evening saying there was no further work being done on the regulations. But she adds, while the government has made the issue disappear from the agenda, it can't magic away the reasons behind it, which are practical, environmental, financial and legal. Who wants to be a trillionaire? That's the intriguing question posed by Derek Scally in The Times. He reports that Germany's federal government will today debate whether to borrow at least €1 trillion to invest in the country's crumbling infrastructure. Given Germany's deep-rooted aversion to debt, Scally writes, it's a remarkable moment and seasoned Bundestag watchers will be readying their popcorn. Belfast man on Interpol's most wanted list for graffiti charge. That's another intriguing headline, this one on the front of the Irish News. It goes on to say, pensioner listed alongside murderers and gangsters over daubings on properties in Florida. The details are that Liam Macken, aged 74, is accused of scrawling offensive graffiti on six properties linked to the Israeli and Jewish community in the Flagler Beach area of Florida in November 2023. He denied the allegation and returned to Belfast. Authorities in the Sunshine State want him extradited back to the US to face hate crime allegations. In its Irish Country Living magazine, the Farmers' Journal carries an interview with Aoife Carey, artistic director of the St. Patrick's Day Festival. She's had over a decade of international experience in creating circus shows, arena tours and other spectacles in Europe, the United States and China. But this is her first parade and festival. We're putting a focus on bringing performance, art and entertainment onto the streets, she says. I'm like a kid at the moment. I'm so excited.
Lisa Pereira.